Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers out there, the men and women out there getting the job done all across the highways. Now, also, let's not forget about the fact that you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start things out, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Now, I've got a question for you. This situation with this assassination of this Haitian president has gone totally off the charts. What the hell is going on?
Well, it seems that there was a fairly nefarious quasi-security company out of Miami that had a very bad reputation because they hadn't been paying their bills and whatnot. They get these contracts, and then they weren't paying anybody. They got a contract to allegedly go to Colombia and hire some forces that had been previously trained in Colombia for other reasons, not for an assassination. And with that, they were hired and they were brought to Miami in kind of some nefarious routes, but they were hired to do a job, and they weren't too sure what they, some knew what that was, some others didn't. So at least one of them was a previous DEA informant.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they worked for the DEA, was just an informant.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is hardly over yet, by any stretch of the imagination, as far as arrest and investigation goes. So, don't get too excited over it yet.
Okay, we're getting a hat tip from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale tonight. Thank you very much, Fred, for the kudos. He's saying howdy howdy to us and passing out a attaboy and an attagirl. Okay, now, before we go over here, because we're not going to have enough time to talk about it, I'm going to do that in a second segment, about what's going on with the White House and Facebook. The irony in Texas right now, the Speaker of the House in Texas has rented, what, an airplane? And he's told the people there in D.C., the Dems, that they better be on the plane flying back to where they're back home, or they're going to have a warrant against them? What's all this about?
They had a charter plane that took them to D.C.
Yeah.
But as far as a warrant is concerned, I wouldn't get too terribly excited about all that because you'd have to have a judge that would sign off on that. So I don't know what the premise of that warrant would be, abandoning their, you know, their job or, you know, I don't know if that requires, that is worthy of a warrant, but, don't think that this wasn't coordinated. This was coordinated by Pelosi and Schumer.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And allegedly they're getting $221 a day, which I heard they're going to vote to cut that off.
That's the stipend that they get when they're supposed to be in session. They're not paid people on, they don't get a salary. They only get paid when their legislature is in session. Now, the other interesting thing is you've got this congresswoman that was arrested yesterday.
Yeah.
This one's kind of interesting because she took some protesters into the Senate.
Yep.
Well, now, will she get the same treatment as the air quote insurgents did
mm-hmm.
or insurrectionists did mm-hmm. on January the 6th? We shall see.
Yeah, and of course we also know that there's not going to be a, and let's see, this is, let me try to get to this real quick. Okay, Elliot and Wussy Chapel, you got about 35, 40 seconds, go ahead.
Okay, Captain, hey Captain, this is for Denise, in Afghanistan this is a complete mess. You know, being an ex-military man, Joe Biden never cared for our allied fighters. When the Taliban started to spread their venom all over Afghanistan, Joe Biden did nothing. So over 1,000 soldiers fled into Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan. Now we are learning of mass human slaughter
yep.
against our allies at great proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Denise, could you please comment on that? Because, Denise, we are a total embarrassment in the eyes of the world opinion. Our military look weak. Our presidential looks weak. We are a weak-ass bunch of people. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. And we're going to run out of time, but go ahead and give it a shot there, Denise.
He's right, and there are some of our own brass that are very angry, but
yep.
some of the others, the top brass in some of the NATO countries
mm-hmm.
are absolutely livid with the United States, mostly Poland.
And they should be. All right, hold on. And when we come back, folks, a little bit more information there. They've got our equipment. What they're not telling you is we left a bunch of heavy stuff behind in Bagram, and the Taliban has got that equipment. My God. Oh, well. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you might have heard the author, Lauren Kelly, on the program yesterday. If not, you can go back to the podcast and listen to what we talked about. Now, education of our youth is always critical, but right now, because we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, sadly, folks, that is not happening anymore, and we all know it. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the show Tuggy, the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart, so they get it right the way they should. And I will tell you that volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices Need to Be Made, volume number two. Tuggy Falls in Love During the War of 1812. And volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends moved through American history, examining all the crises that resulted in our country's greatest conflicts, including the Civil War. Now, you can visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. Available in English and Spanish. And locally, you can go to the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road and get the book right there. That's the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road and get the book right there. Otherwise, check out TuggyThePatriotPup.com. The website, and you'll find it right there. Okay, back to DeniseSimon.com, and let's finish up our conversation about Afghanistan.
All right, well, yeah, understand that the Pentagon generally has offices there for NATO members were necessarily known as attachés or liaisons.
Yep.
And you know that, you know, several of them are, you know, having some discussions with, you know, whatever leadership they can about what is happening and how we handled Afghanistan or didn't handle Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are some allied military embarrassed, but they're furious.
Yeah.
Now, Gerald Milley, you know, he was all against Trump moving out of Afghanistan. In fact, mm-hmm. he was really throwing sand in the gears in a big, huge way,
mm-hmm.
and ended up telling Trump that we're going to have to keep at least half the forces there, which I think was about 2,500.
Correct.
But all of a sudden, now you got Biden here, and that kind of didn't matter. So I would say that General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and I happen to agree with Tucker Carlson on this one.
Fire him.
He needs to go.
Absolutely. And there's some very good military men besides General Milley that have spoken up. Our good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, as well as Ollie North, retired Lieutenant Colonel. And they came up and they said this is absolutely a huge embarrassment. People are going to die. Lots of people are going to die just because of politics.
Bush said the same thing, you know, with all the work that they did on schools and, you know, helping out, not that we're nation building, but I mean, we found out that the Afghans couldn't even read or write.
Yep.
So all we were trying to do is get them into at least the 18th century.
Yeah, and how could you figure they're going to use some of this expensive equipment if they can only make an X and they can't even read what they're looking at? I mean, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. By the way, there was a building, apartment roof that partially collapsed weeks after the Surfside condo tragedy in Miami, down along the same area, not exactly in the same spot, but down along the same area that happened.
Yeah, I think this was mostly due to a combination of weather because of the constant rain that they have had,
mm-hmm.
and probably some kind of lack of maintenance, but I wouldn't put it on the scale of Surfside at all.
All right, we've got one caller on the line here. Let's find out what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James from Coldwater.
What's up?
Two quick things. One, when you look at what's going on as far as decisions being made by high-ranking individuals, whether it's military or politicians, whatever, I think it all comes down to the pension. The other thing is that the White House says that we should use these extra COVID funds to kind of refund the police, restock the supply, as it were. And that just really throws a light on the fact that all these programs, all these laws that are being passed, these massive spending bills, are nothing but slush funds to use by whatever means the Democrats want to use them for. They're getting way too much money for what they need for what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it needs to be cut way down. And that's just proof of it.
Well, I got more, and I'll mention that in a minute here. But thanks a lot for the call there, James. Appreciate it.
Okay,
the child tax credit, Denise, $300 for people making up to $150,000 a year, and there's no guarantee they're going to take that $300 and use it for what it's designed for, and that is the kids. I just lost her. Okay, sorry. She'll probably call me right back. All right. Sorry about that. We pushed the wrong button and you disappeared. $300 a month for people making up to $150,000.
Look. Understand, if you put all of these programs together on a table that is happening, all this legislation, all this spending, what you're doing is putting people on government payroll, okay?
Yep, yep.
This is their income.
Yep.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
All right? So this child credit thing, it's a boondoggle. We are absolutely being fleeced. These people won't go to work, and they're now virtually on government payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So we are paying for people to never work again. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. That's guaranteed income,
yep.
which is precisely what California is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to look at what's happening in you know, Venezuela and how it's collapsed, we are in a collapse, but no, an economic collapse. You cannot have, you know, debt
mm-hmm.
way above our GDP, and we're there. We're
yep.
there.
Yep.
So.
Yep. All right. Facebook and the White House. Okay. Talk about it.
So Jim Psaki comes out yesterday in a White House press briefing, and it's absolutely remarkable because she said it so matter-of-factly that the White House was advising and collaborating with Facebook on what they call misinformation with regard to all things COVID or pandemic or mm-hmm. vaccinations or whatever, okay? And she specifically mentioned Facebook, but there were, you know, others like Twitter and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and that there were 12 people, that 12 users that were especially abusive. So they got the Surgeon General involved in all this. Now, here's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot do anything to a private company for censorship. They don't have to adhere to the First Amendment.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
But government does.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, by admission, that Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat or, you know, any of the others, Instagram,
yep.
are now state actors. They're government agents. And that's what was admitted yesterday, whether she knew it or not, or whether our Surgeon General knew it or not. They declared it, and so the world is going to blow up today. It's going to blow up with lawsuits, antitrust, and a whole new level of where we are. And it's not the first time that, you know, Facebook has been, or Zuckerberg has been part of being what is known as a state agent, a state actor.
Correct.
But this one comes from the White House. So it is censorship. And it is recommended by this White House. And they are the ones that are telling us through Facebook what we can read, what we can see, what we can post and not post.
Sounds like communism to me.
Yep, pretty much.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk to you tonight on the radio, and have yourself a great day doing whatever it is you're going to be doing.
All right, thanks.
Take care. And that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Call her. I'll get to you in a minute. Kathy is going to take us to break, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where if you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you can do just that at one of their two locations. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. The other one is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, Massachusetts. Now, I tell everybody that what you should do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those two facilities. Ask to take the tour. Now, Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more. And I'm telling you, you're going to be just absolutely ecstatic. And when you make the decision to go to the National Aviation Academy and become an aviation maintenance tech, you're going to have carte blanche for the rest of your life. You'll never not have a place to work. Now, the U.S. is beginning to evacuate the Afghan helpers. That's what they're calling them, Afghan helpers, this month. In other words, the people we left behind. There's 20,000 of them in the pipeline that have applied for visas to come to the United States and ask for asylum. 20,000. Will they all make it to the U.S.? I doubt it. But we'll see what we can do. It's called Operation Allies Refugee, which will begin the last week of July. It means they're getting them all lined up right now, and they're going to bring them in here day after day after day at the end of July. Well, I wouldn't want to be flying in and out of the airport over there, Bagram. I believe that's where they're going to go in and out of, either Kandahar or Bagram. I think it's Kandahar now because the Taliban is pretty much controlling Bagram, so it's probably Kandahar is where they'll be going in and out of. Now, President Joe Biden's nominee to be the Pentagon's top weapons buyer, Defense Innovation Unit Director Mike Brown, withdrew his name from consideration this week after being under intense fire for some of the things that he had been done in the past. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, by the way. A sweeping probe also, by the way, finds fault with the Army and the Marine Corps. And a rare look at vehicle mishaps over the past 10 years where vehicles have rolled over and people have been killed or whatnot. The study was conducted at the request of Congress after a spate of high-profile rollover deaths causing several grieving families to demand some kind of action. Now, Iran says they will not return to nuclear talks before a new government is formed in Tehran. Now, they indicated that their talks scheduled to be with the U.S. sometime in the fall is just not going to happen because a new government headed by President-elect Ibrahim Raisi takes office next month, and he hasn't got his people together yet, and it might take 2 or 3 months or more to do so. By the way, former President George W. Bush says the withdrawal from Afghanistan is a mistake. Now, I agree that it's a mistake for one reason. We should have gotten our allies, our interpreters, out of there first before we went anywhere. We should have done that. Instead, we're racing against time, hoping we can get them out. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a bloodbath like you have never seen because we're already executing the soldiers that they're turning themselves in. They're already executing them. They're not even giving them a chance to head for the hills or nothing. They're just shooting them dead right on the spot when they turn over their weapons. Some of them are being shot with their very own weapons, I might add. By the way, a huge military exercise kicked off in Australia. Even though we're having a whole bunch of grief and aggravation with the Chinese, this is a massive air, sea, and land exercise. We'll see what happens there, how bad we tick off the Chinese, that is. And there are thousands of Afghans right now in the special immigrant visa pipeline. Many of these are Afghan interpreters. But there's a lot more waiting to get there. And that's the problem. And they need to get in there. We need to get them the heck out. And as you heard Denise say, some of the people headed for the hills and went to Uzbekistan and Kurdistan. By the way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spelled out the Pentagon's plan for using artificial intelligence, or AI, to deter or fight wars, but pledged that the military will fix or pull the plug on any system that gets out of line. Okay? And shortly before the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, told his aides that the U.S. was facing a Reichstag moment because Donald Trump was preaching the gospel of the Führer according to an eagerly awaited book about Trump's last year in office, which has since come out. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, But I think General Miley has gone over to the dark side, and I believe that he needs to be replaced ASAP. By the way, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has spent years building support for a measure to remove commanders from decisions about prosecuting sex crimes, but some colleagues now worry that her proposal goes too far because they still haven't been able to get that done. Good news for the Army. Tanks are here to stay. While the Army is putting a lot of its weight behind better fires, networks, and sensors, it's also doubling down on armored vehicles. That means armored troop transports, robotic battle buddies, and the mainstay of the ground fight, the tank. Now, an Alabama military base is taking increased actions right now to combat the ongoing prevalence of the coronavirus infections, authorizing leaders to ask for proof of vaccination of service members not wearing a mask while on duty. It's the first military base in the continental United States to allow the leaders to check the vaccination status of those in uniform, and you better have your shot card with you when they do it. That's going to get challenged real quick, I'm sure, by some attorney saying, oh, you can't do that, but guess what? In the military, you'd be surprised what you can do. Or can't do. Can and can't do. And that's Fort McClellan, Alabama, where that's going on. And the helicopter maritime strike community is the only group slated to get more money for retention bonuses in fiscal year 21. That's because reserve FTS officers are now heading the aviation department's mostly fall of remaining officers that they want to keep, the pilots, the helicopter pilots. So they've got to toss in a lot of money in there to keep them either on in the reserve or on active duty. Now, you probably haven't heard about this one, folks, but the first new nuclear warhead that's slated to improve the Navy's Trident II D-5 submarine-launched ballistic missiles has finally rolled off the production line. The announcement comes more than a year late after issues with a minor component caused delays and massive cost overruns. But now we have our new nuclear warhead ready and set to go to be put in the Trident subs that we've got out there. Submarines, mainstay of the Navy. Run silent, run deep. I got a friend of mine named Dale that's agreeing with me right now and saying that. All righty. We'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they honor those who've served our nation with the You Serve, You Save package. That is, all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get taken very well care of at Moss Acura. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another $500 when you do that. Walk in the door, tell them the captain sent you, and right away, you're getting $500 off the vehicle you're going to buy. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, Janet Yellen yesterday said that the United States is likely to see several more months of high inflation, but no more than that. Really?
Well, I think that we're going to continue to see high inflation running very, very hot over the next several months.
You bet.
It may tone down to some degree after that, but, you know, it's still going to be with us. It's been with us for a while. And the reality is it compounds. That's, you know, people don't seem to understand that. They think the prices are going to all of a sudden go back down. They're not. They're going to continue to rise. So, quite frankly, I mean, this inflation talk here and what these people are pushing on us is patently absurd. You still believe what these people say. You still pay attention to what people say. I'm sorry. You're not very good at critical thinking and actually using your brain. Inflation is running hot, over 10%. That's just the reality.
Well, you know, we're not going to make a claim that inflation is going to stop anytime soon because I don't see it happening, and you don't either. And there's too much going on here for me to think that anything's going to drop dramatically at any time in the future.
No. And you take a look at the inflation numbers across the board, the stuff that they don't include in the numbers. You know, I was thinking about how much, you know, we talked about this yesterday in my podcast, how expensive it was for my tuition back when I went to college compared to the same school today and how much it's gone up over that period of time, over 400%. It just doesn't make any sense.
The first 2 years I went to college, you know what it cost?
No.
$900.
There you go.
That was the old state of New York stuff, remember?
Yeah, and the reality is, you would think that the price of these would be going down based upon technology and how efficient and productive everything has become. Why is it that every other business out there can be more and more productive and create greater efficiencies, but we have other industries that just, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and that was $900 a year, and the GI Bill paid for it. Okay, now, jobless claims have fallen to what appears to be a low so far during the pandemic, which is underscoring the U.S. rebound, and this is because more states have gotten rid of that $300 a week, so people are coming back to work.
Well, the initial jobless claims, those are people that, again, they're the first-time filers, and there's not many businesses right now laying people off because those are difficult finding people. So that number is a little misleading to some degree.
What do you think it is? You think it's different?
I think it's right, but I think it's misleading in regards to the entire jobs picture. Those are initial jobless claims, and of course they've come down because, again, you know, businesses aren't firing right now. They need to find workers.
Now, I know that this is a sign of the times, but somewhere along the line, the bubble's going to bust. Wall Street banks reportedly are taking on more debt as their balance sheets are swelling. That could get them in big trouble.
Well, it can, unless, of course, you're borrowing money because it's better for you to borrow money, cheaper for you to borrow money than to spend the money that you have and the investments that you have. For example, if you're a company like Apple and you want to issue a dividend and you've got more than enough cash on hand, but you're able to borrow money at less than, you know, 2% to pay that dividend, then using the cash on hand, you're able to get a higher level of return investing it in other areas, you're going to go ahead and do that. It's all a bit of an arbitrage in how you go about playing this. It all depends upon the financial condition of the companies that are borrowing money.
Have you heard the latest about Bitcoin?
What's it now?
Bitcoin has found a happy match in the traditional 60-40 portfolio.
Oh, boy. People continue to pitch us. Cryptocurrencies are something that you're gambling on. It's a speculative play. If you put money into cryptocurrencies, you better know well ahead of time that you might lose it all. Very, very different than you know, building a portfolio. People who can afford to take a little bit of money and want to speculate on that, fine. But it's all based upon, and the amount of money is all based upon what you can afford to lose. I remember one too long ago, you know, Tom Brady sent out a tweet about some cryptocurrency that he had put some money in, and he lost it on it. But does it matter to him? No. Kind of like buying a lotto ticket, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been watching the price of oil, as I do a lot. You know that because of the business that I used to be in. And OPEC now says that they're seeing a gradual recovery in demand for its oil into next year. But the price of gasoline, wholesale price, just dropped a nickel a gallon over the past couple of days. That's good. Unfortunately, it's not going to stay there. Price of oil has dropped down. Futures went down from $86 a barrel to $82 a barrel. But we all know that's only a temporary hold.
Volatile numbers. There's still a lot of demand that's out there. I think that unless that picks up, I think you know right now the trend is to higher prices for oil. I don't see them coming down right now, and I don't see how, at least to any sort of significant degree. You will have some volatility from time to time, which you understand that, but the trend is basically to the upside, without a doubt.
Now, there's a company called ESG, and their bond sales have sprinted to $1 trillion as investors are now forcing a change. Have you heard about them?
When I hear ESG, I'm thinking of that, you know, that new trend in investing with environmental, social governance and corporate. I mean, societal and social government or corporate governance. Type investing that is becoming it's kind of like a trend. It's almost like a sales pitch to some degree by Wall Street looking to sell people something. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not either because I haven't read the article. I was just throwing the headline out. But here's something that I read earlier, and I'm going to throw this out there. The COVID antibodies from vaccinations now are nearly three times higher than from if you just merely got the infection. People who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have a much stronger immune system response against the new coronavirus, the new variant that's out there, than what was previously discussed. And this is coming from a brand new survey that's out there from, of all places, the University of California.
I had COVID, and I also had the vaccine, and I think, you know, if people are, you know, this new variant that's out there, there are stories of people been double vaccinated and still getting it, okay, but you're going to have, you know, lighter symptoms. I mean, it may not go away, people. It's something that we're going to have to deal with over time.
And look at California.
You can't keep isolating people. And whatnot. You're not going to stay. If people think that you're going to actually stop a virus, no, you're not. Okay? It's an exercise in futility. You can wear your mask, do all this crap. Virus is going to do what a virus is going to do. And the more people that get vaccinated and that are immune to it, the virus is going to mutate. It's going to change. That's why it's going to mutate and it's going to change. But with every mutation, the virus actually becomes weaker. This Delta variant is more transmissible, but the symptoms are not as dire as it was with the previous
variant. I look forward to hearing your program on the weekend. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check him out, see what he's all about, and I'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.